What do you meditate on? What do you need for attention? What is your need for attention? This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. What is your need for attention? We have a person who has a need for attention, and so at every meal, she comes in late. At every meal, she goes out to do something else just as the meal is about to begin, just as it's time for us to sit at the table, just as it's time for us to have our morning om meditation together. She finds something to demand her attention. She finds something to take her away from being ready for the activity that is facing us. That merely is a need for attention. And when people do that, they're crying out, they're saying, look at me, pay attention to me, know that I'm here, don't treat me as though I'm not even existing, don't treat me as though I'm not even here. And we don't really care. We gather our arms around each other for the om, and if everybody is there, fine. If everybody's not there, fine. Then they are outside of the om, and they miss the om that day. And they miss that om every day that they're not there, because they're not going to be called. Because to be called merely means that you're acquiescing to their need for attention. And their need for attention is not a need for attention such as, you don't love me anymore, you don't know who I am, you don't. It's a need to manipulate. You see, if it were a need for attention, then you would handle it one way. But if it's a need to manipulate, to show that they're in charge of how things are to be done or how things are to be handled, then you don't allow that. You don't allow that sort of thing. And you don't allow the need for attention either. Because the need for attention should be shown in how beautifully you treat yourself. Everyone who comes to the morning om brushes their teeth because we kiss each other. They comb their hair because we look at each other, and they have taken their shower, or they smell good, and they look just wonderful, and they're just a delight to have around. And so we say our om, and holding each other in each other's arms. And then after our om, we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then we say, I'm independently wealthy. And then we give each other a big hug and a big kiss and say, I love you. Now, that's pretty nice. If every family in the world were to do that with one another every single morning as they get up, if every family in the world were to surround the members of the family with love and embrace them all and give them each a big hug and a big kiss and say, I love you, if even when they don't love them, even when they're angry at them, it's not love them, but it's don't like them, but even when they're angry about something, you forget it. This is a moment for forgetting it. This is a moment of praise. This is a moment of recognition of love. This is a moment of really recognizing one another. And if you don't want to be in the program, in the package, hide. If you don't want the kiss, turn your face away. It's so interesting how many people will eat together, drink together, live together, lay their head on the same pillow and do these things, and yet they're afraid to kiss. They're afraid to kiss. They're afraid to hug one another. They're afraid that they'll get germs. Well, the germs you get from hugging and kissing one another are not the germs you get when you do lots of other things. The germs you get when you hug and kiss one another, I think, are the germs of love, are the germs of caring, are the germs of respect, are the germs of honor, are the germs of caring, really caring. And if you want to call them anything else, then for you, you can be sure that's what you'll experience. That's what you'll experience. We have a guest who comes occasionally, and Every time he comes, he sits down at the table and he checks his glasses to make sure they're clean. That is, the glasses for water or for juice. And he checks his silverware to see that there's no spots on it. He checks his dishes to see everything is in order. And I feel like saying, "Go home, you silly goose. We have a dishwasher here, and we put these things on the table. They're done with you're not supposed to look for them. If you look for them, you'll find a spot of dust. You'll find a spot of something. But if you find it because it's so big and obvious, that's one thing. But if you have to look to find it, then go home. Don't do that. We are a table of love. We are a table. We don't need to get attention. We don't need to draw attention to ourselves. Are we that way? Are we that imperfect? Are we that unsure of ourselves? Are we that uncaring of everybody else's feeling? What if everybody were to sit at the table and look at their silverware and their glasses and their plates to see if they're clean and nice and to see if there's any spots on them or so forth? You would soon tire of that very quickly. You'd say, each person, you go to the cupboard, you get your plate, and you make sure that it's a clean one and bring it to the table. You get your knives and forks, you can do it yourself. I'm not going to put it on here and have you inspect my work to tell me I'm doing a poor job. Now, if in truth they're doing a poor job, then that should be remedied. But that's a universal remedy, that's not an individual remedy. If you want to come and be in the Om, and be in the loving, hugging, kissing time, then come. Otherwise, I don't care. I love everybody. If you come, great. If you don't, great. And we don't leave a break in the circle of love when we do our Om, waiting for someone who's late coming. We just go for it. Because every morning, around 8 o'clock, we do this. And everybody seems to wait for me. Sometimes I come a little bit late or a little early, and everybody seems to wait for me, and then they're there, and we have our Om. But at 8 o'clock is when we have our Om. And that's the time for everybody to be there and everyone to enjoy it. And if you don't, then you're just looking for attention. You're just looking for attention, feeling sorry for yourself. And nobody really cares. Everybody says, well, feel sorry for yourself if you want. I love you. You can't make me not love you. You can't make me feel sorry for you. You can't make me feel any worry but the unconditional lover that I am. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now, can you handle such a thing? Can you handle such a thing of going to the table and eating with love? When you go in a restaurant and one of your guests, one of your friends, sits at the table going over the silverware and over the dishes and stuff, you want to get up from that table and run as fast as you can. You are totally irritated and disgusted by that type of behavior. And if they say, oh, this waiter is terrible, this waiter is thoughtless, no, we have the best waiter in the whole place here. We have the waiter who loves us because we love them. We love the dishes and they come out clean. We love the waiter, they come out wonderful. We love everybody and they come out super. And so we love everybody in our circle. And they come on time to be part of the wonderful Om, to be part of the wonderful eating festivity, to be part of the caring and the joy and the love that we have for one another. And if we don't want to be there, like the mother says to the child, come, dinner ready, come, dinner ready, come, dinner ready. I've told you 3 times now, and the door is going to be locked now. So everyone eats in a happy time. And after dinner, you unlock the door, and you let the person come in or out as they wish. But the thing is, if they ask for their supper, sorry, you didn't come when you were called. You didn't come to enjoy. You just wanted attention, and we're not giving that kind of attention around here. We are only giving the attention of unconditional love. We don't care. If you want to be that way, that's okay. We love you anyhow, but we're not going to allow you to destroy or disturb our peace of mind and our tranquility. So, my friends, where do you play your role? How do you play your game? Do you need attention? Well, there's lots of ways to get attention, and unconditional love is the best way of all to get attention. You have my attention. I love you. I love you. I love you.